Unit 1. Love.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities.
Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and then answer the following questions.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. It's me, Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Say, are you doing anything Saturday night?
No, nothing special. Why?
Well, do you feel like going to that new disco?
Oh, that's a terrific idea.
Great. What about having a pizza first?
Sure, why not? Where do you want to meet?
Why don't I pick you up at your house?
Okay. What time?
Is 7 o'clock okay?
Fine. Well, see you at 7.
Right. So long for now.
Bye. 1. Who called Susan? 2. Why did he call Susan? 3. What did Susan think of the offer? 4. Where would he pick up Susan? 5. At what time would they meet? Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue again and role-play it with a partner.
Hello.
Hi, Susan. It's me, Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Say, are you doing anything Saturday night?
No, nothing special. Why?
Well, do you feel like going to that new disco?
Oh, that's a terrific idea.
Great. What about having a pizza first?
Sure, why not? Where do you want to meet?
Why don't I pick you up at your house?
Okay. What time?
Is 7 o'clock okay?
Fine. Well, see you at 7.
Right. So long for now.
Bye. Listening 3. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and fill in the following blanks with the exact words you hear from the tape.
Traditionally, the heart is the part of the body where emotions come from. If you are a warm-hearted person, for example, you are kind and thoughtful towards others. If you have a heart of gold, you are a very generous person. But if you are heartless, you are cruel and unfeeling. Of all the emotions, it is love that is most associated with the heart. In love songs all over the world, love almost always goes together with the heart. As the song from Titanic says, "You are here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on." Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime, and never let go till we're gone. Perhaps the role of the heart in love comes from what happens to it when you feel really attracted to someone. The strong feelings of attraction make your breathing speed up and your heart beat faster. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the passage again and in groups write down any words or phrases that are related with love or heart.
Traditionally, the heart is the part of the body where emotions come from. If you are a warm-hearted person, for example, you are kind and thoughtful towards others. If you have a heart of gold, you are a very generous person. But if you are heartless, you are cruel and unfeeling. Of all the emotions, it is love that is most associated with the heart. In love songs all over the world, love almost always goes together with the heart. As the song from Titanic says, "You are here in my heart, and my heart will go on and on." Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime, and never let go till we're gone. Perhaps the role of the heart in love comes from what happens to it when you feel really attracted to someone. The strong feelings of attraction make your breathing speed up and your heart beat faster.